Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Spanky's Corner,
a podcast!
I don't know what to say.
Big sex pamper.
Ah.
Friday is going to be Amish day.
Oh.
The icing at the end of the cake.
Hammered.
It's not a compliment when you're like, you look like Guy Fieri.
This has to be the worst thing you can do after your child dies.
Julia's all hopped up on deviled eggs.
Welcome to Flavor Town.
A Halloween episode.
Spanky's. Spanky's.
You were just like looking at me.
Oh, no. I don't know what to say.
It's Spanky's Corner, a podcast. We want to say hi to all of our spankers and thank you for being here listening to us. It's always nice to hear when we have like unexpected spankers because like really we just think it's some of our coworkers and your significant other. Mine will listen to this episode because he's on it.
We don't even see the numbers on this. So we're legitimately shocked and surprised at anyone else other than people that we immediately know and our families are actually listening to this nonsense. I had one the other day. We're at the bar. Kim, who works over here, who we've talked to a handful of times, but she works in our building. She's listened. She might be listening right now.
Thanks, Kim. Love you, Kim.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get some limited edition merch made that says I'm an OG spanker.
We're not going to sell it, by the way.
No, it's bribery and it's a gift.
Yeah, we're not at that point yet. But hey, happy Halloween, because this is coming out on Halloween and this whole episode is going to be Halloween themed. Is that the right word? I hate that word. Halloween themed.
You hate the word themed? Why?
Yeah, just because it's themed is so themed is normally when, and I'm thinking this in a bar / club type atmosphere, theme is when all the stupidity comes out and all the amateurs show up.
I like a theme, but I like when you get a basic theme, but you do it well.
Like this episode of Spanky's Corner podcast. So coming up, Sonic's coming in, right?
Yeah.
Ladies love Sonic.
We were teased that Shane might, but now he's not. Shane's single, ladies. So
Shangri was going to make his return to the podcast?
Yeah. And then I texted him and I said, come in at this time to talk. And he said, sorry, I can't. Mm. After he told me he would.
He's probably having sex.
Yeah.
So much sex. Yeah. Shane has so
He's
much sex.
He's a big sex haver.
Dude, God, so much. Do we need to tease anything?
It's a pretty dark episode, but in a fun way. I have to go to the bathroom really bad.
All right. We'll put a little thing in that says Spanky's Corner right here. And then we'll just chop all the bathroom time out. And then we'll come back and we'll go to the next segment.
Yeah, sorry. I just noticed time was ticking and I want to go to the bathroom and get more food from this party our work is having right now.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
So, seriously, you don't know your own boyfriend's telephone number?
No millennial knows their significant other's number if they've started dating in the past 5 years.
What do you do, like, in an emergency, like if you lose your phone or if you're in jail?
Okay, I haven't hit that bump in the road yet.
Well, you need to memorize his phone number.
Right. Bye.
Hello?
What are you wearing?
Yo.
Hey, what's Julia's phone number?
He doesn't know.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know yours either. Don't feel bad.
Does anybody really know phone numbers anymore?
Yes.
No.
I mean, of like two or three select people, just in case you end up in jail.
I know my mom's and my dad's.
But would they be your first call if you ended up in jail?
My mom would.
Josh wouldn't be?
Josh would be up there. I just don't know his phone number.
That's my point. Hey, man.
I don't think I know anybody's. Hey, buddy.
So tell me about this couple costume you're doing with Julia.
He's not doing it. He refused to do it. And then this past weekend, he went out in a group costume. So
he wanted to do, what was it again?
I wanted to be Macaulay Culkin and the Pigeon Lady from Home Alone, Lost in New York. And I would have ordered us two turtle doves and taken care of every part of the costume. And you refused. And I gave you the option to be either part.
Because here's my deal with it.
It's
awful. I don't
awful.
Like a costume that you have to explain. Like, I feel like you're going to have to explain it all night.
Yeah, right.
How do you dress up as Macaulay Culkin?
We put a blonde mushroom cut wig on you. put a red sweater, green army pants, and a thing and a little rope across you.
First of all, good on you, because couple costumes suck.
That's not a couple's costume. He was not dating the pigeon lady.
Okay, well, if it's not a couple's costume, then why are we even having this conversation to begin with? Because you're visibly upset that he's not doing this with you, thus a couple's costume.
Well, the reason I'm upset is because I thought of it November 1st last year and looked him dead in the eyes and told him, and he seemed scared but kind of down, and now that it got down to Judgment Day, he wasn't into it. But somehow he wore tights over the weekend.
Like on purpose or for Halloween?
Well, I'm wearing them now, so I can tell you everything you need to know.
It's good.
No, I went as the Grinch. We all went as Jim Carrey characters, and I didn't want to do that, really, because I ended up spending $60 on a costume, which is ridiculous that you're going to wear one time.
Well, who's we all?
Me and some coworkers. We had this Halloween bash that we had this year, and then apparently we all had to dress up according to the girls in the group, so.
It's always the girls spearheading this nonsense.
Always the girls.
You want to know something funny about Josh, though, is he acts like he hates Halloween and hates dressing up, but then when we force him into a costume, he gets really into it. Like, I was hosting Halloween parties the last couple years at Luna, and he got a little tipsy there and somehow decided he must enter himself in the costume contest while he was wearing my little brother's Meryl Pokemon Halloween costume from when he was five. We had to cut the arm slits so Josh could fit into it.
Now, let me just say something about that real quick. It's really messed up that I didn't win, because I should have won that costume, and since I'm dating Julia, she didn't give me the chance to win.
That's literally, like, it's literally not why.
So this is really what it comes down to. The couple costume has, let me play psychologist here for a second. I was going to be Dr. Phil. It really had nothing to do with the couple's costume this year. It's more or less getting back at Julia for not giving you the benefit of the doubt at the costume contest that she was hosting last year.
It had nothing to do with the fact that we were dating. He put a foam costume that was my little brother's over his jeans, and I picked a girl, painted her whole fucking body.
Show him the picture. Show him the picture. It was an excellent costume. It was an incredible costume.
You got beat by a girl with body paint, though?
Yes, and a wig, and a very... She looked like it took her hours to get ready.
I can't remember what she's wearing. Whatever it wasn't better than my costume.
Mm.
And yes, to answer your question, part of that is sticking it to her, yes.
Wow, it's come full circle. Yeah. She's looking up this picture right now.
Here, it's me, Chad, and him.
That's a great costume.
Great costume.
Yeah. Look at the gun show, too. I don't understand how people are just not flaunting out of it. Are you the chick from the Blink-182?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Nailed that. Didn't have to explain that one, unlike this whole Home Alone thing you're trying to propose.
Okay, if I would have posted a picture of that, the internet would have gone wild.
Would it have?
Yes!
Would it have?
Yes!
Did you see what Jessica Biel dressed up as this year?
I hate Jessica Biel.
She dressed up as Justin Timberlake. That made the internet go wild.
Because Jessica Biel doesn't realize what she has.
Justin and a child?
She dressed up as him for Halloween.
Because did you see what she did on the internet last week?
What?
She went on, I forgot whose show, and said that she didn't even like NSYNC growing up and that she never even listened to them and like doesn't even know the words to any of the songs. She said, I only know three words to an NSYNC song and it's bye, bye, bye. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. It's one word.
Okay, you're a Backstreet Boys person anyway. What do you care?
Because Justin Timberlake is incredible. At least if you're married to that, you won. At least honor it. She wouldn't even let him talk to Cameron Diaz.
She went as him for Halloween.
She wore a pink dress to
the
wedding.
Josh, that's what you should do. You should go as Julia for Halloween.
Be easy.
I would have to get a bunch of hair dye. A lot of hair dye.
It's the purple wig and you're in.
That's true.
Well, I'm Team Josh on this one. I think you did the right thing.
Everyone always is.
Couple costumes are I say, for the birds.
It's technically... shut up.
There it is. She just got it.
It's technically not even a couple's costume. And I accidentally potted my mic up, and it was on, and I said, shut up.
On the air?
Did you say shut up over the radio?
I think so.
Who's playing right now in the background?
It's a commercial.
It was a while ago because I went to slam my fist down and I had it on and I said, shut up. Is my mic potted up?
I never saw a pot. Yeah, it's potted up. I never saw it like light up until you did it the second time.
It definitely did the first time. I said, shut up in the middle of that commercial.
What commercial was playing?
It's a financial group commercial.
Yeah.
Like a Jimmy John's commercial.
Oops.
It happens to the best of us.
All right. That's what this was about.
Okay.
So are you doing any more Halloween parties this week, or are you done?
No, I don't think there's anything else happening. I had the option to go to one Saturday, but I said no to putting that costume on again.
You were going to do the same costume all over again?
Yeah, I was going to buy another one.
Why don't you do the costume you had from last year? Wear it again.
What do I have? Oh, I got a kid. You know what? That's a good idea.
I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Do they have parties after Halloween?
Yeah, I think this one they do, because Halloween this year lands on a Thursday, so it could trickle over.
I have no idea if anything's happening.
Especially in St. Louis, where there ain't nothing going on ever anyway.
You know?
It's had to get one dig in.
All right.
Hey, how the Bears doing?
They're fine.
They're not fine. They're last in the division right now. You know who's not last? The Lions.
They're slightly worse than the Lions. When the bar is slightly worse than the Lions, that's really, really bad.
I'll tell you this. I like Mitch. You guys got a real future with him.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yep, you good
know,
call.
You know, most quarterbacks don't flourish until year five, so I think they're right on track.
Agreed, yeah.
All right, well, go Bears.
All right, later.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
You okay?
Yeah. There's a holiday party here at work. It's not a holiday party, but it feels like one because two people came dressed up. I don't know if two people came dressed up because somebody told them that would be funny.
It's an open house, right?
Yeah, but there's a guy here dressed like Elvis and a woman dressed, I don't know if she's supposed to be someone, but she's dressed like a hippie. She looks really cool, but like there's a couple here that came dressed up and nobody's dressed up.
Have you ever shown up to a party where you're supposed to dress up where you didn't or vice versa?
I personally did not, but last year we were with my old boss, Nathan. He had people over like pretty close to Halloween. It was like a week or two before and nobody was going to dress up. But we all told our friend Billy Kova that it was a costume party and that it was animal themed.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Can we please do that to somebody here?
We have a day.
But we can make any type of theme thing. Like we can make up like a 80s party or just something.
Oh, like, hey, it's Spirit Week and this Friday is going to be Amish Day.
Yes. Bring your best churn and butter outfit. Come on with it.
It's gonna be historical figure Tuesday,
dude. Who would that be?
Who would our target be?
God, gotta be Kenzie.
I know she would not talk to us for 6 days.
No,
weeks,
she
though.
Would. She would find the humor in it, don't you think?
Yes, it would be. It would be a hybrid of her knowing it's funny and liking it. And you know what? I could see her making good social out of the fact that she got punked. 20% of her would be devastated.
Well, it can't be you and it can't be me now. I wouldn't mess with Nina because she would just murder all of us. And then Gabe.
Nina would be funny, though.
She would be hilarious.
She would get really mad. Sonic.
No, she would get mad at me because she would think I was the orchestrator of the whole thing.
Sonic would be funny. But Sonic, like, even if we were like, hey, Sonic, nobody is dressing up on Friday.
He would
but
do it
we
anyway.
Want you to yeah.
All right. We got to keep that in the back of our mind.
Or just like get somebody random, like Ryan.
Just a random person around here
in the office. Yeah, like I could see Ryan being like, oh shit, like going out with his girlfriend the night before and like helping him put together a costume.
Problem is she would then come dressed up too.
Oh, you know what, we're doing Friendsgiving. Who do we get? Because aren't we doing Friendsgiving at your house? Didn't you offer that?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Where did I offer that at?
You offered it like a couple weeks ago. Me, that was when Kenzie was in here, I think.
Were we at a bar?
No, we were in here. You were 100% sober, and you said, we can do it at my house.
I offered that up sober?
Yes.
God, that is so unlike me.
Do you not want to? I mean, we don't have to do it.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
You 100% like volunteered that.
Why would I do that?
I don't, because because you have the nicest place out of all of us. I know that's not the reason you did that, but like, that's why we're for it. And two... because you guys like entertaining. You did the Super Bowl party.
No, Randy likes entertaining. My wife loves entertaining.
Okay, and once you're drunk, you love it too, because you're like, I don't have to go anywhere. My favorite thing about Randy, my favorite moment of Randy, which was the first time I met her, which was at your Super Bowl party, was at the end of the night, we were all drunk, and she goes, oh, I need to call an Uber home. And I was like that. And I knew, like, everybody, like, I've never heard somebody speak so highly of anyone the way people talk about Randy, and for a good reason. She's wonderful. But like at that moment, I was like, I get it.
She's a gem. She pulled a special move though, like a week ago. I think I told you the story where she was, we went out the night before and we had like pretty good Hawks tickets and we went to the Hawks game. And then afterwards, one of our friends was slinging drinks at the bar at Green Street Local. So we went in there after that and we got hammered. Hammer, like the drunkest I've been in a very, very long time.
What is super drunk you like? Because you, I've seen you like with quite a few drinks in you and you're just like,
yeah, I'm, no, don't get me wrong. I'm a great drunk.
Yeah, you can't really tell. You're just, you're like our friend Chad, just happy to be there.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Chad and I are very, very similar. But Randy and I, we go home. I fall asleep on the couch watching reruns of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She had a 7:30 a.m. flight.
Oh, no. Right?
So she's going to Nashville because she goes to every Titans game. She's a Titans season ticket holder. Don't ask. It's at sports. So I wake up on the couch at 6:20. I go wandering upstairs and I notice Randy, my wife, is still asleep in bed. Her flight leaves O'Hare. We live in South Loop. Her flight leaves at O'Hare at 7:30. So I wake her up. She wakes up. She's like, what time is it? I'm like, 6:20. She goes, I should go to the airport, huh? I go, eh. She just gets up, changed clothes, didn't put anything in a bag except for her work computer, walks right out the door 3 minutes later, made her flight. And then it was delayed by an hour.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but you know, whatever.
Well, her family lives there, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she's down there all the time.
So for her to go home, it wasn't like she has stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she literally just walked out with her work computer and that was it. Who is that just yelled in here?
Rich Wyatt. You know how there's certain people that like you feel like you have to say their full name, even if I said their first name, you would perfectly know who it is. It's Rich Wyatt.
Did you see the story from New Hampshire?
Yes. Psycho ass mom.
Ow.
What? Are you going to defend her right now?
No.
This has to be the worst thing you can do after your child dies. This 10 out of 10 tease that was.
Wow, look at this.
Look at that tease.
Should we just put the rest of the story at the end of the podcast and make people listen to the whole thing?
Yes. We could headline the episode, this has to be the worst thing you can do when your child dies. A Halloween episode.
Oh my God. Happy Halloween. All right, we'll put it at the end of the podcast.
Spooky-sode.
Dude, look at us building up the total listening hours.
Look at us planning our podcast on our podcast and making people listen to this part.
God.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Sonic!
Welcome back.
What now, guys?
What do you mean, what now?
In the principal's office when I come on the podcast.
Well, we
now.
Just saw you outside talking to the big, 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 big boss here.
When I talk to him, it's not much of a conversation. It's like as soon as I can scoot out, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, hey, how you doing, bite?
There's some weird open house here. What, Julia, you were there.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. They renovated the building. Looks really good. So they invited basically everybody to like come see how good we look.
There's like literally 250 people that don't work here that are just walking around the hallways. And then we peek outside and Sonic's out there talking to our big market president. We're like, oh!
Well, it's good though. I mean, I talked to a bunch of people that are like, you know, it's how you mingle.
I talked to nobody. I was in here waiting for you guys to come back with food and none of you did that.
You didn't say you wanted free food and you didn't say like what you wanted out of there.
Just stop being so introverted. Maybe you'd have some free food.
Just thought good friends would bring me food, but whatever.
You didn't put in the request.
Julia's all hopped up on deviled eggs.
I am. I know.
Anyway, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Heard you went out last Saturday.
Friday, yes.
Friday.
Well, whatever. It doesn't even matter, but yes.
What did you go as?
Guy Fieri?
You do kind of look like Guy Fieri with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about Sonic, though, is that like you previously had blonde hair for the greater part of 2019, right? Like probably how many months?
6 months at least.
Yeah, it was a long time. And like anytime my friends would see you on my story, I'd get DMs like, who's that guy who looks like Guy Fieri that you hang out with?
Yeah.
And you got it all the time. And basically anybody who knows Sonic directly would probably hear it.
There was a truth or dare on B96.com where you went out as Guy Fieri and people were taking pictures and signing autographs with you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a challenge, a truth or dare or dare or whatever. And it worked. It wasn't even hard. I thought it was going to be hard to like get
you
people to think
it,
I was Guy Fieri, and that wasn't hard. I went as Guy Fieri.
So for you to re-bleached your hair now to be Guy Fieri for Halloween, which was a really good idea. I mean, it was like the icing at the end of the cake for you closing out your blonde 2019.
Icing at the end of the cake?
I was trying to say. I was trying to do two different catchphrases at once.
Trying to kill two stones with one bird.
She's all hopped up on devil eggs, bro.
Two birds with one cake at the end of the stone.
Trying to kill one bird with two stones. You know what I'm saying.
So anyways, you being Guy Fieri made a lot of sense.
Yes.
So what happened?
Well, we were at this party. It was in Wrigley, so it was more collegey, I want to say.
You can say douchey.
Well, that too, but it's just a younger audience. And I said audience. So I'm in the bathroom. I think I'm killing it with my costume, right? I have the flame shirt that I bought on Amazon.
This is the first time where you've made the actual effort to look like Guy Fieri, even though for 6 months, everybody said you look like Guy Fieri when you weren't making the effort.
I even went to this restaurant convention party and I walked in and people thought I was Guy Fieri. Like the dude was all, oh my, you're that famous chef. And let me just put my foot down on this. It's not a compliment when you're like, you look like Guy Fieri, okay, everybody? It's like, I'm not, that's not the goal. Anyways, unless you're at Halloween. So then I'm at, you know, this party, and I even did, I shaved a goatee in my face, which I, and then it's growing back a little bit now, but even the sideburns, I wore my sunglasses backwards on the back of my,
yeah, good call.
Whatever, you get it, and had a little rocker kind of like beaded, what are they called, wristband? Like
an obnoxious amount of hand jewelry.
Yeah.
A bracelet?
Bracelet.
That's the word you didn't know?
Well, it's like not bedazzled, but like...
like ribbed
for her pleasure. Yeah. Not rhinestone. You get it? Like a rocker. Like I want to throw up the horns. Anyways.
With like the spikes.
Yes.
Okay.
So then I'm in the bathroom, right? I'm thinking I'm killing my costume because a couple of people are like, oh my God, you're nailing it. Guy Fieri over here using the restroom. This guy walks in, he points at me and he's doing this. He knows what I am, shaking his head. And he goes, somebody wants. He thought I was the guy from Smash Mouth.
Wait a minute.
And I'm like, man.
So what I don't know, what I don't understand is last night he told me this, loved it. Favorite story of the month, but. You don't look like the guy from Smash Mouth. You look like the guy from Sugar Ray, which I think is what he was trying to say, is that you looked like Mark McGrath.
Oh.
Because this is the guy from Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Either way, it's all the same. Because
I did have way too much product in. I was trying to go for the Guy Fieri spikes, which is hard to do. This is gross, bro. Like, why would anyone wear that much product?
Well, when you go to Flavortown, you have to.
Texture cream. Yeah. Welcome to Flavortown. Dude, I'll just walk around saying that all night. It's great.
Yeah, because this is the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, you're thinking Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath. Yeah. I often...
Well, he actually had... This guy from Smash Mouth actually has blonde hair at one point. So that's what I looked like.
I love how the first time you made an actual effort to look like Guy Fieri,
yeah,
you ended up, everybody thought you were somebody completely different.
Oh, man.
By the way, you look like Guy Fieri right now.
I know. You know what? Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's not a compliment. So this was like a two-piece costume because Opal, my dog, I made her a hot dog, like a Chicago dog, and we have that contest you saw on Facebook for my apartment buildings. I don't know yet, but we entered Opal. Or I entered we
in the contest.
Yeah, and then Julia was like, oh, what are you going to win? 3 months rent, which I would have loved. But
that
it's just like
been
a,
three month
subscription to BarkBox, which is equally cool.
I don't know about
equally cool, but cool.
Not equally cool.
Yo, BarkBox is expensive.
Yeah, 3 months of that. What's up, ladies? That's what happened. I went home by myself.
Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
Did you think you were going to pick up a chick dressed as Guy Fieri?
Aren't guys that could cook.
Was your expectation high for that night, though?
No. Actually, I wasn't in the mood. I just showed Kenzie and Gabe some love, so I was like, just being a weird party.
Oh, they were hosting the event.
Yeah, so then went to that party because they were hosting, and I just left.
Hey, Julia, how do we do going up there to support that event?
Wow.
Did you guys see that story that you saw it? G-Eazy was at Nando's.
Good talking to you. The Nando's here?
Yeah. On Friday. And
one right over here?
Yes. And he bought 100 people dinner.
Is that where the TMZ headline came from?
Yeah. G-Eazy bought 100 randos around at Nando's. I've never liked TMZ up until then.
Good job, TMZ. Timza, do you like Nando's?
I do. I like food like that. Like Indian?
Yeah.
Why do you not?
It's okay.
What do you not like? The sauce? The chicken?
It's fine. I don't know. I'm just okay.
I like a good ethnic chicken.
I'm going to take that part and use it at the very beginning of this podcast. You've probably already heard her say, I like a good ethnic chicken.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Here's a headline. This is from the story that we teased earlier. So expertly teased. Our boss would be proud. A New Hampshire mom. Oh, no, of course not. He still hasn't listened. A New Hampshire mom decorated her son's grave with a skeleton for Halloween. And she says the cemetery officials keep removing it. Where are you at on this one, Julia?
Well, one, it already sounds pretty effed up.
Yes.
But it's even more effed up than what it sounds like. Because you're like, okay, little sick. She's just hanging a skeleton off of his tomb. She laid the skeleton out as if it's poking out from the ground, as if it's her dead son.
Trying to escape the grave.
And the skeleton has a tiny cowboy hat on.
So... her son died at the age of 18 after riding a horse in a rodeo. So that's where the cowboy hat comes in. This is somewhere in New Hampshire. She put on her Facebook, I'm getting tired of Cole's Halloween. I guess his name was Cole. Cole's Halloween decorations being removed. This is rude. There's nothing wrong with having a little fun with death. Death is in all capitals. Sometimes you just have to laugh because there's so much to cry over.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack here. Starting at, I feel like the worst loss you can have in life is your own child.
Mm-hmm. Like we say that as kidless people. So even we recognize that.
Yes. That is by far the most painful thing you can do, or have happened to you, rather. And her child died 3 years ago, so it's still fresh. And also, he died tragically.
Yeah.
Like, not that there's ever a way for somebody who's young to die that's not a tragedy. But, like, what did he do? Was bull riding? So he, like, it was probably, like, a vicious death.
I don't know if it was bull riding. It was some sort of rodeo accident.
Okay, well, it wasn't. Well, either way, tragedy. And she is putting out a skeleton bones on her son's grave, not like understanding why people in the graveyard would be upset by that.
Can I play devil's advocate?
I knew you were going to.
All right. Look, we like to laugh at dark things.
Oh, yeah, totally. My humor is 100% dark. I would make a joke about doing that, but I'm also sensitive towards other people.
Oh, so you're worried about the other people that go there from in the cemetery.
Right.
So like if somebody's going to go visit Aunt Sue. And in the grave next door, and there's a skeleton trying to get out.
Right, because, like, do whatever you want. Like, if that, it's weird that that makes you feel better, but if it does, I'm all about you doing your own thing, you know? But, like, you're doing this in a public cemetery. The person next to your son could have just died within the past year, which would be really effed up to go and visit that grave and see the skeleton bones popping out.
She looks just like the typical, like, Karen. Mom, too. Yeah, she looks very much like a typical Karen.
And right. I hate to say Karen because that's become such a big thing in the past year and a half, but I mean, she is a Karen through and through.
Oh, she had a follow-up. She had a follow-up Facebook post.
What?
Apparently, this is from another news story, and apparently, this is just, I'm not clicking on the story, but it says, huh, the cemetery gets mowed every week, so I guess the response from the cemetery was they mow the cemetery, so they had to remove the skeleton trying to escape her son's grave. And it says, I would like to see a record of the weekly mowing. I believe it was under a half a dozen times a summer. And if we have been billed for and are paying for it to be mowed weekly, blah, blah, blah.
Do you get billed as a...
As a grave? This is why I want to be cremated, man. Just light me on fire. Put me in the ocean or something. Sonic's back. Hey, bud.
You know what I thought of the other day? When I get cremated, I want my, like, ashes in the urn to be, like, mixed with everything but the bagel seasoning.
I don't even get it.
Well, I feel like it would be more representational of me than anything. Like, cool, I'm just ashes. Like, if you put it in the same urn as someone else's, like, is it me or is it grandma? Don't know. Oh, smells like garlic. It's obviously Julia.
Sonic walked in right at the perfect time. When you die, first of all, between the three of us in this room, it's going to be you or me that are going to die way before Julia.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
It's because I try to be healthy.
So let's just get it out there. When you die, how do you want to be? How do you want to be?
To be honest, I've never even thought of it.
Yeah. Well, light my ass on fire and have a party. That's what
there
I want.
You go. Okay.
So I don't want a funeral.
Want a funeral or not even a life?
No, I want a party. I want you to go to Snickers and rent that bitch out and then go ahead and slam down a bunch of drinks all night.
Put your ashes on the Euro spindle. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a turn of conversation. What is the coolest funeral you've ever been to?
Oh my God.
I have an answer.
Well, the answer is always Irish.
You've been to an Irish funeral?
They're always fun, man. Yeah.
What's it like?
It's just a lot of drinking.
Like, site one that like really stands out to you is like, man, that was sad, but God, it was kind of fun.
I was young, though, so I couldn't drink. So, like, now I would love to go to an Irish funeral. I keep asking my Irish friends when they're going to die.
Is that when you lost your virginity? Irish funeral?
Ooh.
Okay. Have you seen this room?
Okay.
And also, boo this woman with her skeleton in front of her dead kid.
Yeah. Speaking of cremating, come here.
So now that you've thought about it, you want to get cremated or you want to be...
Whatever's cheaper. I don't know what that is, but whatever's cheaper for my
family. You don't have to pay for it. Why don't you care?
Well, I mean, I want to save my family money.
Oh, that's nice of you.
You're a good person.
Yeah.
Can we have a party for you too?
Yeah. Life celebration. That's what I'm going to have.
A life celebration.
Where would we have his at? Like, his would have to be somewhere
also
that's...
Snickers.
Yeah.
you're more Snicker. Sonic is more like something a little bit like a club atmosphere.
Oh.
I feel like we'd get a booth for Sonic's people.
Yeah, put my ashes on.
I'm sorry, a section, whatever you guys call it.
Oh my God, and then light his ashes on fire when they bring out the bottle.
Yeah.
Put me in the ice bucket. A sign that says Sonic.
Put me in the ice bucket.
And then like somebody grabs OJ and we're like, no, that's the ashes, careful.
Or instead of the letters saying Sonic, they say RIP and we're like, woo!
Yeah.
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.